This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. America's longest war is now officially over, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After 20 years,
every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the withdrawal has ended, and with it, the military mission that began shortly after 9/11. Air Force transport planes ferried the final troops out of Kabul after a chaotic two-week evacuation of civilians. McKenzie says some 6,000 American citizens were pulled out, but some were left behind.
We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out.
A final chapter to a war likely to be remembered for colossal failures and the deaths of more than 2,000 Americans. The Taliban celebrated the departure with gunfire after driving the world's most powerful military out of their homeland. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Aya Batraoui reports the tiny nation of Qatar is well positioned to liaise between the Taliban and U.S.
It is also a place that has hosted the Taliban's political leadership in exile for years, and so it maintains ties with both Washington and the Taliban, who are now in control in Kabul and throughout Afghanistan, not only in U.S.-led evacuations, but also in what comes next for Afghanistan.
And the Taliban triumphantly marched into Kabul's international airport Tuesday, hours after the final U.S. troop withdrawal that ended America's longest war. Standing on the tarmac, Taliban leaders pledged to secure the country, quickly reopen the airport, and grant amnesty to former opponents. In a show of control, turbaned Taliban leaders were flanked by the insurgents' elite Badri unit as they walked across the tarmac. Commandos in camouflage uniforms proudly posed for photos. This is VOA News. Louisiana communities battered by Hurricane Ida faced a new danger as they began the massive task of clearing debris and repairing damage from the storm, the possibility of weeks without power in the stifling late summer heat. Ida ravaged the region's power grid, leaving the entire city of New Orleans and hundreds of thousands of other Louisiana residents in the dark, with no clear timeline on when power would return. Some areas outside New Orleans also suffered major flooding and structure damage. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the EU is reviewing the travel advice for Americans because of a rise in COVID virus cases.
The threshold for being on the EU list is having not more than 75 new COVID-19 cases per 100,000 inhabitants over the previous 14 days. Coronavirus cases have surged in the US in recent weeks, running at more than 1,100 a day, the highest level since mid-March.
That's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the country's largest city, Auckland, in lockdown for another 2 weeks on Monday, saying the job of eliminating the Delta variant of COVID-19 was not yet done, as the country recorded its first death linked to the U.S. drug maker Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The information about the death was released by the health ministry following a review by an independent panel monitoring the safety of the vaccines. The ministry statement did not give the woman's age. The board considered that the woman's death was due to myocarditis, which is known to be a rare side effect of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It's an inflammation of the heart muscle that can limit the organ's ability to pump blood, and it can change or cause changes in heartbeat rhythms. Leaded gasoline has finally reached the end of the road. The UN Environment Office said on Monday that after the last country in the world halted the sale of the highly toxic fuel, Algeria stopped providing leaded gas last month, prompting the UN Environment Agency to declare the official end of its use in cars, which has been blamed for a wide range of human health problems. Petroleum containing a form of lead was first sold almost 100 years ago to increase engine performance. It was widely used for decades until researchers discovered that it could cause heart disease, strokes, and brain damage. UNEP's said studies showed leaded gas caused measurable intellectual impairment in children and millions of premature deaths. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.